Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My son's stomach drops and he threw up those like gingerbread cookies all over me, all over the baby that was strapped to me, all over the two-year-old. The guy next to us looks and gets his barf bag out and barfs.
Do you ever wonder if other people's kids are as bizarre and messed up as yours?
Stay tuned for amazing kid stories from real moms that are so hilarious you'll probably spit out your coffee. Or at least feel better about your own kids.
This is the Band of Mothers podcast. Band of
Mothers. What up, breeders?
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to Band of Mothers podcast. We are so happy you're here for our new and improved, totally deep dive format that we're so excited to share with you.
That's what they called me in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Deep dive.
Gross.
In case you have no idea who we are.
Which is everyone.
Which is most of you. My name is Shayna.
I'm Tracy.
And we are the creators of The Pump and Dump Show, which has been a nationally touring comedy and music show for moms that we created in Denver, Colorado, our hometown, in 2012.
When we just had tiny, 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 tiny babies. So we don't really remember much of creating it, but... It's been a great and wonderful ride.
I'm sure there was pumping involved.
I'm sure there was. And at the time of this recording, I have a 10-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm. And I have a 9-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter.
Combined, we have 4 dogs between us.
We have too many dogs.
We have too many dogs. And hot tip, never put chopped onions in anything you want to serve, Shayna.
Oh, yeah. I don't like onions.
No.
There is an episode on our feed where we... tell the world about each other.
Yes.
From our old format of episodes. So if you're super curious,
scroll way down.
I'm sure you're dying to know more things I don't like in my food. So scroll way down. But that gives you a little background besides the fact that we have been friends since the 8th grade,
which was just a couple years ago.
Just a few years ago.
Just a few years.
And we're really excited to share this new format with you on ODYSSEY. So more about that. We are going to be exploring broader themes in several episodes at a time. We'll be incorporating your stories, more of your stories, messages from you, more music, more comedy, more all the things that you guys have loved from Band of Mothers for so long. We're just kind of, we're
mixing it up.
We're mixing it up and giving you more of what you want. And the first several episodes will be based on the theme, well, that happened.
Well, that happened.
Because we've all... thought that about 100 times a day.
Yeah.
So whether it's about something happening to you or something happening that your kid is doing or something creepy, not to tease a further episode, but something creepy and scary that your kid is doing.
Mm-hmm. Or how you thought you'd have birth.
Yeah, have birth. Yes.
Have birth.
How we have birth.
How you thought you'd have birth. Is that right?
Give birth.
Oh. I have birth. Anyway, yes. Well, that happened pertains to a lot of different scenarios in our lives. And so we're going to explore it from all different perspectives and angles, again, using your stories, most importantly, at the forefront. And we're so excited to embark on this new adventure in podcast land. And thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. And this first episode is about the messed up things that your kids have done.
Which is a question we've been asking since we started the Pump and Dump show. Mm-hmm. Before every Pump and Dump show, we ask moms to write down the most effed up thing their kid has ever done. And then we read those stories off on stage, and you cannot make them up. And so we felt like devoting a whole episode around these stories felt very natural because there's just an abundance of them. But one thing that's really interesting that we have found at the shows is that when we ask moms to write down a messed up story about their kids, there's like hesitation. Maybe it's embarrassment, or you're scared to admit that your kids do messed up things. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, everyone's kids do messed up things every single day. And it's the sharing of it that makes it almost so beautiful and certainly makes moms feel better about themselves, or that you feel better about your parenting. Because I think there's this pressure that our kids can't be fucked up. You know?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think the only judginess that I'd ever feel towards moms, and that's like so not our jam, right? It's like not what we do at Phantom Mothers. The only time I find myself really judging a mom is when she like will not admit that her kid's an asshole. Do you know what I mean? Those moms that are just like, you're just like everyone, like, come on. Everybody's kid.
Right.
Does weird, ridiculous things constantly. And whatever's going on with you that you feel like you have to hide this.
Right.
Especially from other moms. Girl.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. But it is, there's a lot of pressure. And it's funny. I was just thinking, my daughter was just telling me this morning, actually, that kids are locking the bathroom doors the stall doors at her school on the inside, so that the other kids can't go to the bathroom. So you either have to crawl under, or depending on how bad you have to go, you just have to bolt to another bathroom down the hall. And my first thought was like, well, these darn kids, like, how dare they? And then I thought, oh my gosh, I am just so happy to know that kids are still freaking kids and doing stupid shit at school that's pissing everybody off, because that's their instincts. And kids should be able to do fucked up things. And we should just be able to laugh about it within reason, obviously.
Sure.
But, you know, they're going to...
If it's lawful, and
they're not harming others. But, you know, they're going to eat their own poop. They're going to do weird stuff in their bedrooms. They're going to mess up. They're going to, you know, like that stuff is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just laugh about it.
Sure. Yeah. My kids used to have this game called Yum Yum, they called it. And whenever one of them was pooping, the other one would go into the bathroom holding a pair of shoes. They would go and get shoes and put them on their hands.
I forgot about this.
And then so like one of them would be pooping and the other one would be standing in the bathroom and just like put their shoes in the air and go, yum, 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 yum. I mean,
so weird.
It's so weird. And then you go, are they
okay?
I'm not sure. They're
gonna be okay.
I'm still not sure, but
jury's out.
Certainly feel better knowing that my kids are not the only ones who like to poop in the same room.
Right. And say yum, yum. I'm sure someone else is like, oh, my kids do that too. It's funny because kids actually do. They all do the same things.
Right. It's just called zoom, zoom instead of yum, yum. Right. It's just like some other weird shit.
I know. Totally. Exactly. But it's the same thing. And that's, I find that very comforting. Like kids have been locking the inside of bathroom stalls since bathroom stalls were invented.
Right.
Like they literally... something ancestrally inside them cannot help themselves have to do it.
God bless.
It's fascinating to me. So anyway, that's what we're going to explore. We hope you enjoy this episode and have some laughs. All right, here we go. My 3-year-old daughter told me that Jesus wants me to be a better mommy. Judgy. Kid's kind of an asshole.
And a believer. I'm fine with that. Oh my gosh. Mommy, this is in quotes, mommy, why are all your panties so small on you? You always have hungry bum. She says, I wear thong underwear. So So it's like
it
hungry.
Looks like her butt ate it.
Eats it up. Yeah, we get it.
Could you explain that?
The other day, my son got in trouble at preschool. Apparently, after a particularly contentious game of duck, duck, goose, he told a friend to, quote, shove it up your ass. Duck, 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 shove it up your ass.
Not quite how that goes. My 5-year-old swallowed a watch battery, and I had to have him poop in a colander for a week, combing through each turd until it passed. And then she writes, I bought a new colander.
Okay. To protest me going to work and being left with a nanny, my 2-year-old fills my work purse with dirty diapers and says, have a nice day at work, Ursula. From The Little Mermaid, if you guys didn't catch that reference. So,
as I was leaving the house to come here tonight, oh, I always love these, I watched my 4.5-year-old son grab a Tupperware from the drawer, then he went outside, peed in it, then dumped it on the dock. And you were like, I'm out. See you at the bump and dump.
Daughter found mommy's toy box and decided to delight company to a performance with her new microphone.
Oh my God, it's terrifying. And they're just holding it. That's when you turn into a True Blood vampire and you're like, move faster than you ever have.
I literally had to cut a hole in a pull-up for my 4-year-old to poop in the toilet.
What?
He held his poop for 8 days. He would say he sucked it back.
Kids and their poop. You guys, did you ever think you would spend so many hours of your life staring at a butthole? Like if someone had told you that that was part of parenting.
And then just like, and then like so excited to see shit. Just like,
you like haven't slept in like 4 days.
You want
showered.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. Can I tell you what my daughter did recently?
Oh, yeah. Oh, please do. This is so funny.
You guys, my daughter's teacher had a baby, and we ran into her with her new baby at the store. And we hadn't seen her in a month since she left school. And my 7-year-old daughter proudly says to her, as we're just kind of making chit-chat and catching up, she just goes, I just took a shower with my mom while she was on her period. Oh my God, I don't even know why. Because I hit the string, she didn't see anything. And I hit it in the winter bush. Just tucked it in there.
What it's for, man.
That's what it's for.
Choose the Colorado way. No one will have your, know you're having a period.
You're so grossed out, man.
Okay. Oh, so amazing. I told my daughter I loved her so much. She said, thanks, Mom. I really love my dad.
Tell the Band of Mothers what it is that your son did on Halloween that year.
Okay. So Julian was having a rough year in fifth grade. And like I said, he'd been suspended a couple times just for it. He's like a tiny little peanut. But that kid gets in fifth grade, he got into so many fights with a lot bigger kids. He just doesn't mess around. And so anyways, that day, I think he just was in trouble just, you know, acting out. And so they decided to pull him into the vice principal's office, sat down. There's a chair right next to a window. And the vice principal was just typing on his computer, talking to him, trying to, you know, just talk to him about the day and how we could help him. And Julian said that there was 2 little screws on each side. And as he was talking, he was looking at the vice principal and he was just unscrewing them because he couldn't, it was like one of those crank windows. So you had to crank it out. So he got both of them off, cranked it open, and when the guy turned around, he just slipped right out. And the vice principal said that nobody else could have gotten out that window, but because Julian was so skinny, that he just slipped right out.
So the principal was in the room, and he turned his back.
Right.
And like a prison escapee had
right.
slowly manipulated it to open and squeeze himself out.
Yep. She said he just waited for the opportunity for him to turn around and just skipped out. And he said that I talked to the vice principal after, and he said, I literally turned around and I was like, could not figure out what happened or where he was.
Oh my gosh. So you obviously didn't know about any of this happening. So lead us to where you found out what had happened and then what had happened.
So I got a call, and I don't know how long after. I think when they went up, you know, they had people outside looking for him. And when they realized that he wasn't on campus, then they called me at work. And I just dropped what I was doing and told my boss, like, I got to go. Like, they can't find Julian anywhere. So by the time I walked from there out to the parking lot, they had found him. And that was because the police officers had picked him up way down the road. So so they had everybody looking for him outside, inside. They just didn't know where he went. And so they saw the window and realized he slipped out. And so he had ran all the way like a mile and a half in that time period. He made it. And he said he saw the police officers sort of pull, and he knew that they were there for him. He said there was a split second where he thought, should I run all the way home? But I don't
think they'll never find me there.
Right. And he's like, I didn't think it was probably a good idea to run from the police. So he just said he walked up to him, and they, you know, they were real nice to him and stuff. But he said that the whole time he was running, he thought, okay, I'm going to get home and then I'll give my mom a call. But he was so sweet because he was like, I thought about you, Mom, when I was running, and I knew you wouldn't want me to run right next to the road. So I made sure that I was down on the grass, like farther, like away from the road, because I knew you wouldn't want me to be at the road. But the police officer told him that they thought, wow, buddy, you made it really far. And he goes, well, my mom ran cross country and track. And so she's going to be really proud of me, how far I ran. So I was oh my goodness.
My gosh. And so you also said that this happened on Halloween. Was he in costume?
No.
Okay.
No, that would have made it even better. But
Andy was a skeleton. Like,
what? Yeah. And funny, because I ended up, my other son goes to a different school and people saw him running down the road. So I got a call from my other son's after school care provider, because they said we had a couple concerned parents coming in because they said they saw Julian running down State Road 32. And this is like a super busy road. So,
He
had a little adventure there, but I finally went and picked him up, and, you know, I can laugh about it now, but when I went in, I told the principal and his resource teacher, I'm like, can I just have a couple moments with my son?
Yeah.
And I was just like bawling. I'm like, don't do that again.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I feel like we need like a newsroom, like beepity beepity.
It's time for the bomb report.
bomb report.
And then like a lot of flashing things in the screen. Yeah.
Okay. You guys get it.
Yeah. If you've got a better name, please send it to us because we're stumped. This is the bomb report, working title. We have been asking y'all some very important questions and we have gotten hundreds and hundreds of responses. Thank you, everyone. Because don't you just kind of want to know what other moms are up to? I do. You just want to know, like, how many people have had to take poop out of the bathtub?
Everybody.
Literally everyone. No, actually.
Not according to the bomb
report. Not according to the bomb report. So we're going to share our stats with you to make you feel, again, like you're not so alone.
Love it. Okay. All right. So we sent out a questionnaire, a survey.
Yep. Please sign up for our mailing list if you want to get future surveys about different topics or just follow us on social, whatever. It's going to be everywhere. But your participation is paramount so that we get the true scientific data that we require to report back to you.
This is very scientific.
Very scientific. But to our credit, we did not Google this. This is all from y'all. So you hope you're not lying. Okay. So the first thing we asked is, has your kid ever eaten dog poop, dog food, or their own poop? None of the above. And then I had to add a question. I had to add an answer, all of the above, because I had several responses from moms that were like, where is all of the above? They've eaten dog poop, dog food, and their own poop. Only 2.8%
were all of the above.
But 40% of your kids have in fact eaten dog food.
Gotcha.
And 7% of you guys have kids who've eaten their own poop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm assuming that's like out of the diaper, not out of the toilet bowl.
Who knows? I mean, have you read some of these answers? So the next thing we asked was, what was the grossest thing your kid has ever put in their mouth? And we got so many answers. We're going to read off some highlights.
All right. Here's one. A hot dog off the floor at Costco.
Amazing. I love this one. So a booger cube, which is in quotes, a booger cube that she had, quote, been working on for a while until it's big enough and then put it in her mouth.
We got that part. That is nasty.
Booger cube.
A breakfast potato that she kicked out from under the restaurant booth that wasn't ours. And who knows how long it had been there. And she said, crunchy.
I love this one. A restaurant window seal.
Oh, so like just putting their mouth on it?
Or like maybe they peeled it off and just like put it in their mouth. Gross.
That's when you leave the restaurant and you go directly to an emergency room. All right. What else do we have here? Some of these are amazing.
Uh-huh.
A toy that has just fallen into the toilet.
Mm-hmm. A wet shoe.
Almost a turd. I don't know what that means, but almost a turd is a great answer.
Oh, this is disgusting. An ice cream popsicle stick that was on the floor at Disneyland. I mean, if you took that into a lab.
Yeah. Anyone who was holding him, he would suck on their hair when he was one. Oh my God. That is disgusting.
Like you're that mom and you've got this cute kid and then no one wants to hold him because he just sucks on everyone's hair. Quite a few cat puke, cat vomit, cat litter, which is, I don't know why cat puke is more disgusting than even dog puke. And they're both the most disgusting.
I do think cat puke is worse. I don't know why.
I don't either.
Okay. Chewed gum from off the sidewalk.
This was amazing. Crawling baby found older brother's missing lost tooth and was crunching on it.
I think that gives me more watery mouth than the cat vomit, to be honest.
I have to admit, I've pulled out a lot of teeth, including your son's, or attempted to. And that part doesn't bother me, but the actual singular tooth.
It's real gross.
It's not, I'm not happy with it.
I'm surprised they didn't swallow it. I mean, that's kind of amazing that they were just like, I'm just going to suck on this.
And then there was quite a few of you guys that reported back that your kids like to suck on their dad's toes, specifically the dad, which just says so much. But quite a few responses on that one.
Wow.
Okay, next question. we asked was, what was the meanest thing your kid has ever said to you? The meanest thing your kid has ever said to you. This can get depressing real fast.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of I don't like yous and I love yous and I hate yous.
Oh.
And to all of you, we tell you that you are an awesome mom and don't let those a-holes get you down.
Your kids don't know anything.
No, they don't. Okay. But here's some fun, some more creative answers.
Okay. All you do is take naps and drink wine.
Which, let's be honest. She probably took one nap and had wine the same day. It was probably Mother's Day. And the child will remember that for the rest of their lives. That's all she does.
It's true. I think I've told you this before, but my kids have told me that they want to spread my ashes in the corner of the couch or Target.
That's how they know you.
That's
amazing.
It's pretty inspiring.
One kid asked if I came on the Mayflower.
Okay. This kid asked, do you have a mustache, to their mom? That's pretty amazing.
Even though I don't want to hang out with you, I still like you. Be successful in marriage.
I am never going to invite you to my birthday parties. That's
very specific. That's like a very specific hate thing. Mommy, that lady just had a baby. Why doesn't your tummy look like hers? Insert skinny actor with her shirt off, abs showing and pumping milk. Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you right now. I hate you, you stupid girl.
You're a very rude woman.
I like data better.
You are driving me insane.
I want new parents. I wish you weren't my real mom and I was adopted.
Oh, jeez. Oh my gosh, this one's amazing. You look like my fart.
Oh. That is the meanest thing.
Oh, I'm going to use that one.
Okay. This person said their kids said they were 71, but they're 37.
My kid asked me the other day if I used to go to school on a horse.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because you're from Colorado. They're like, I've been
a
Parker.
Little bit of a hippie. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So that should make you feel better that everyone's kids are mean. Next question we asked about various places where your kid might have improperly pooped. Have they pooped in the bathtub? Have they pooped in a swimming pool? Have they pulled down their pants and pooped in a public place? And happy to report that 60% of you have had to deal with your kid pooping in a bathtub.
Yes.
Okay. So 60% of your kids have, in fact, pooped in a bathtub. 7% of your kids have pooped in a swimming pool. And 14% of your children have done all of the above.
Okay.
They've just shitting their way through town, just pooping.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You never forget the first time your kid poops in the bathtub, though, because you instinctively, as just a human, just reach in and
you grab
get it.
It
out. But it doesn't feel like you think it's going to feel.
Mm-mm.
It, especially because it's wet.
It's a strange, spongy.
It's like it's nothing you felt. You obviously haven't felt it before.
No.
And then you just don't forget. Like, my hand is forever imprinted with the bathtub poop.
Bathtub poop. Mm-hmm. We asked, whose kids eat their boogers? And 74% of your children eat their boogers.
Mm.
So...
Well, did I tell you my story about Bo when he went through that phase? Because I do feel like it's a phase they all kind of go through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wiping them on the walls, which is the other like mm-hmm. grossest thing ever. So my son was going through that phase and we were in the car and I saw him picking his nose. And I said, all right, well, don't eat that booger. And he goes, oh, no, Mom, I don't eat them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scared and I go, well, what do you do with them? And he goes, I put him in my ear.
Amazing.
So,
but does he save them for later? That's what I want to know. Does he take them out of his ear?
Like the girl in Willy Wonka that had the gum behind her ear?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So amazing.
I don't think he sees. I have no idea what was happening. It was nasty.
Next, we asked if your kid had ever stolen anything from the store.
Mm.
Only 30% of your children have in fact stolen something from the store.
Okay.
But here's some, we asked if they have stolen from the store.
Okay.
What have they stolen?
Ooh, a bathroom faucet from Home Depot because they put it in the cart and she had no idea.
So do you take that back and get the money? Do you just say, well, you just take it back? I mean, it's like, cause you can't use it.
Do you take it back and get the money? That's like the last thing I would have thought of.
Why did I say that? that. I don't really mean that. You just have to go in and just be like, my kid stole this.
Yeah.
Do you think people believe you?
Yes.
Okay.
I also think that sometimes you are just like, fuck it, I'm not going back.
Sure. But then you're just stuck with a faucet. You just give it to Goodwill or something. You're just stuck with a faucet that you can't use, you know?
Yeah. You're more organized than me. It would just end up in some corner of my house.
This is from daycare and not a store. He was probably 4 and brought his toy garbage truck to daycare to show and share. At some point, he squirreled away a dozen small toys in the back of the truck. We picked him up that day and took the truck home. A few days later, the daycare sent out a note that said the toys were going missing and to keep an eye out for your kids. And my husband and I promptly laughed at the poor parents who had to deal with the child who was stealing toys.
Oh my gosh.
And it was their kid.
It was their kid.
In his truck. It's pretty good.
My 3-year-old stole a shirt and shoved it down her underwear at Target.
I mean, that's like legit. Like that's like
she's
you,
a klepto. Like yeah, that's like a first sign.
That's like a conscious. That's not just taking it and
holding it.
Yeah. Like you wanted that. Lots of chapstick stolen. Oh. Lots of candy, obviously.
Okay.
All right. So your kids aren't horrible kleptos. Good job. Then we asked, what is the grossest thing you've ever found in your kid's room? The grossest thing you've ever found in your kid's room.
This is
epic.
It's pretty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A backpack with food from the end of the school year at the beginning of the next school year.
My sister did that. She never recovered.
I mean, when Bo doesn't take his out on Friday and I open it on Monday morning to make lunch, it's gross.
So ripe.
I can't even imagine. Just throw that out. Throw it out.
This mom found a bucket filled with old urine in her kid's it's like a bucket of pee. Oh.
Okay. Oh, a pro-Trump sticker. That would suck if you were not pro-Trump.
I know. That's why it's funny. You would be very, very concerned. Like, where did that come from? A sippy cup basically growing a mushroom inside of it.
Oh.
All of us can relate, but I loved the description.
A very old egg roll.
Love it. So many found sippy cups, sandwiches, hot dogs, uneaten dinners. This is disgusting. A bitten off toe and fingernail collection.
Oh my God.
Like a collection. So they consciously put them in one place.
Remember and then when we a mother found my fingernails in my guitar bag?
Yes.
Because we were in the car, we were on tour, and I had to bite them off really fast, like before a show, because they got too long. And I just stuck them in the guitar bag. And you and Kate were like, that is the grossest. And I'm like, I had nowhere to put them. I wasn't going to put them on the floor. And I was in a hurry.
To be honest, let's face it. I would have just tossed them on the floor of the car. And then you would have found them over the course of the trip and hated me.
Oh my God.
Good job collecting them. I love this one. Someone just found coleslaw in their kids' room.
Oh.
So many.
Dead frogs in a backpack, zipped up for safekeeping.
Frogs, plural. Yes. Yeah. Frogs, plural.
Wow.
Like frog. No, oh my gosh. Next question we asked, if your kid has ever kind of like gotten you in trouble, almost 13% of your children have called 911 at some point. 4.5% of you have children that have gotten you kicked out of somewhere. Mm. And 8% of your children pretended that you were a stranger causing public concern.
Yes.
30% of your children have given you a black eye.
Okay.
So solidarity moms, that's a pretty big number. And last we asked, what is the thing your kid is the most picky about? Because there's just nothing more effed up and messed up about children than like their picky things.
Right.
And okay. There are some good answers here.
These are good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's one. Anything he eats that has a topping on it has to have a clear spot to hold it. For example, the corner of the toast can't have butter, or the end of an apple or banana with peanut butter must not have the peanut butter on it.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. I mean, food was, I think, probably the most popular answer. Kids are picky about food, of course. This person, he hates cold water and he freaks out if someone dares to give him cold water. He only wants, quote, dry water.
Oh my God, that's like my daughter who likes salads without lettuce.
Yeah, amazing. Putting his robe on his pillow every night facing in a particular way.
Ooh,
that is,
I wonder why.
Oh, I just love to imagine what goes on in their little pea-like brains. Like, and now it's nighttime, so I have to take my robe and it has to face this way and I have to put it right here.
OCD is what's going on.
I love that.
Well, that is so the opposite of my kids who, I mean, seriously, my son would just sleep with his shoes on.
Oh my gosh.
If he could. Like, he just doesn't pay any attention to anything.
My daughter does not flush her toilet. We made a mistake of trying to conserve water. We live in Colorado. There's always a water shortage. So, you know, we're like yellow, mellow, brown, flush it down. So like, we're like, you know, when she was young, you don't have to flush every time if it's yellow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now she doesn't flush ever if it's yellow and just lets it build on each other. Oh, and I walked into her room the other day and I was like, it smells like a hamster cage in here.
Oh.
And I saw her toilet and I almost vomited.
Oh, just from yellow.
Yeah, but probably days of not flushing her toilet. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
But I just, if someone had told me before I became a parent, the amount of unflushed toilets we would see as parents. Oh my gosh. I mean, it is the stuff of nightmares.
It really is. How are you when someone else's kid doesn't flush in your house?
I'm the only way you can be. I'm just like, well, I got to flush. I mean, it's awful.
Are you offended?
No. Because my kid is equally, yeah. My kids are equally, both of them.
Yeah. It's just a little grosser.
Well, it is grosser to see another kid's, have you ever changed a friend's kid's
diaper?
You
just can't do it. It's like you're not, all of a sudden, all your maternal instinct goes out the door and you're like judging the child for its poop.
Isn't that
weird?
Because
it's not your kid's poop.
Or like a stinky kid that's not your stinky kid.
Right. When all of our kids are stinky.
Yeah.
But it's not a stink that you're used to. So it's like more egregious.
Gosh.
Amazing. Well, thanks for this bomb report. We've got another one coming up.
We promise we won't make you want to vomit next time because these were pretty gross.
These are pretty gross, but hopefully it makes you feel a little bit better about your household.
How many people here have boys? It's a special thing, isn't it? Very special. I was having a Momo with my son, a little moment. We were snuggling and we were talking about when he was inside of my belly and I was telling him what it felt like and that he was kicking and, you know, we were having a sweet, sweet little moment. And he said, and then I came out of your butt. Not exactly. And so I was like, no, that's not how that happened. But I started to tell him about the day that he was born. And then he just stood up on the bed and he pulled down his pants and then he just knocked his wiener back and forth on his legs. And I just thought, how easy they ruin beautiful moments. Just being completely gross. So that's what this song is about. You're the cutest, most adorable, most beautiful thing that I ever pushed out. Funny how easily I'll be holding you and you're squeezing me and then suddenly you've done something that makes me shout. I know one day I'll miss these younger years, your totally irrational tears, diaper bags instead of purses, scream so loud they should call social services. Oh, you'll always be my baby, I'll always kiss and hold you close, but little child of mine, half the time you're gross. Get your finger out of your butt, get your booger off of my shirt, stop peeing on your friend, stop eating all the dirt. What is that on the couch? Oh God, you spit up in my mouth. There's diarrhea in your pants and I don't wanna see your penis dance. I'm probably gonna miss your penis dance. Stop touching everything, please, stop touching everything. Why at the Target, in the bathroom, you touch everything. Now wash your hands because you won't stop touching everything. Conjunctivitis because you won't stop touching everything. Why can't you poop before I put you in the bathtub? Why can't you wake up with your diaper still wrapped up? When will you learn to clean your own crack up? Stop touching everything, please, stop touching everything. Gross. Don't spit out what you just ate. Stop humping the baby gate. You don't have to be the cleanest. Just stop playing with the dog's penis. Gross, 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 gross.
Your vagina's not for spreading. It's so upsetting. Gross, gross. Baby, poo smells like burnt toast. Oh my God, you just puked in your car seat. Now we gotta drive all the way home in your car seat that's filled with your own vomit. Gross, 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 gross. Diarrhea in your pants, and I don't want to see your penis dance. I'm probably gonna miss your penis dance.
That was my meatloaf moment at the end.
We're going to play a few messages for you that have been left on our bomb hotline with some more messed up stories. And thank you to everyone who's been leaving us messages. We are always looking for stories that we want to share on this podcast in your voice. So coming up, we are looking for embarrassing mom moments. So if you have a time when you were just so mortified and embarrassed as a mom and you feel like you want to share it for this podcast, go to bandofmothers.com/share-your-story. Or we're looking for creepy kid stories. Like, does your kid see dead people? Does your kid have an imaginary friend? We would love to hear about that. And last but not least, we're looking for unbelievable birth stories. So if you've got a crazy birth story that didn't go as planned, or you had it in your closet or on a RTD bus, drop us a message.
So this is a messed up thing my kid did a while back. They were doing those perler beads. They call them melty beads, where you melt the little beads on in a little pattern on a little board. And they decided to do that on the carpet because, you know, kids. And as they were ironing it together, my one 10-year-old son just put the iron face down on the carpet. And when he lifted it up, there was just a perfect outline and imprint of the iron. So, you know, rather than stopping there, they thought it'd be a really fun idea to then take a Sharpie and make a little person out of the shape of the iron imprint on the carpet. So the iron imprint now had a smiley face, arms and legs in Sharpie, again, on our carpet.
My name is Megan Harper. I run Girls on Child, and my entire thing is talking about funny parenting things that happen. I think the worst, grossest thing that ever happened was I have three kids. I had three under five. I had one kid strapped to me. I flew a lot for work, but luckily I would take the kids. But so I was flying in LaGuardia, and there was a bad windstorm. I had my 4-year-old, my 2-year-old, and then the newborn baby that was strapped to me. We had like the 3-row seat in the back. We were kind of sitting towards the back, and for some reason, the stewardess thought it would be a cute idea to give them cookies. I'm not talking about one or two cookies. She literally gave them like 50 fucking cookies. And my son gets air sick, car sick, you name it. That's why I normally don't let him eat before the flight. So we're going in, we try to land in LaGuardia, we get almost down, and they had to pull up really fast because they weren't going to make the landing. The wind was awful. They're like, we might have to go over to JFK. Let's try it one more time. Go down again, come back up. Go back to can't land again, go flying back up. My son's stomach drops, and he threw up those like gingerbread cookies all over me, all over the baby that was strapped to me, all over the 2-year-old. The guy next to us looks and gets his barf bag out and barfs. But the funny thing was, is it didn't even faze me that much because it just smelled like gingerbread cookies. So now every time I fly and I see those fucking gingerbread cookies, I want to die a little inside.
This morning, as I'm brushing my son's hair, as he's sitting on my lap, he says, Mommy, it smells in here. It's stinky. So I asked, what are you smelling? What's stinky? I farted on you. Yeah, that's toddler love for you.
Normally, when we go to the bathroom and realize we're out of toilet paper, we scream for somebody else to come and grab us some. Well, not my son. Even after telling him 1,000 times to just let me know if he's out of toilet paper and I will gladly go and grab him some, he continued to refuse. Instead, he looked for whatever he could find in the bathroom to wipe his little butt. I found candy wrappers, underwear, washcloths, and paper with poop all over them. And he laid them nicely, neatly on top of the trash for me to find.
See, it is not easy being a mom. This is something that we used to do in our live shows for years and years. And we think it's a really good idea right now as we end this podcast this week. If you are driving, do not do this. But if you are not driving, please text a mom and tell her that she's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her that she's awesome. Tell her something that you noticed about her as a woman, as a mom, whatever. Just text a mom that she's awesome because everybody needs to hear it. And when you hear it, you don't forget it.
I mean, when someone compliments you about your kids, like you never, ever forget.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. So we love to do it. And again, if you're driving, just wait until you stop and then you can text somebody when you get to your destination.
You're going to feel better. Pay it forward. Mm-hmm. Bomb it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not already following us on Soch, we're mostly on Instagram these days at Band of Mothers Official. At Band of Mothers Official is our Instagram page. That way, you're going to find out all of our upcoming episodes and the intel we're looking for, the surveys that we want you to help answer. And if you're looking for an amazing mom group with no drama, no trolls, it's so supportive, so inclusive, join our private Facebook group, which is called, surprise, hashtag Band of Mothers. All are welcome. And it's just such a wonderful group of
high vibe
women. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And last but not least, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast so that you get updates of every new episode that comes your way. And we'd be ever so grateful if you could leave us a 5-star rating and a short review. That helps this podcast get out to more moms who need to laugh and feel amazing and that they're not alone. And we'd very much appreciate it.
Yes, please do. And next week, we will continue our dive into, well, that happened as our theme and explore embarrassing mom moments, which we've all had.
Uh-huh.
And we cannot wait to share the stories that we've gotten. If you have an embarrassing mom moment that you would like to share with us, please leave a message at bandofmothers.com/share-your-story. That's bandofmothers.com/share-your-story. Just leave us a little message. You can do it from your phone or your desktop or whatever. We are here to listen and so excited to hear from you and share your most embarrassing moments with the public. So make sure that you tune in next week and we look forward to talking to you then.
Love you guys. Don't forget to listen to Band of Mothers podcast weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Band of Mothers podcast.